Happy New Year!
Make sure to still get Kwangoo's Puerto Tiernos at StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. Get yours today, folks.
And come see me on the road headlining in Minneapolis, Minnesota, St. Petersburg, Florida, Springville, Utah, Tacoma, Washington, and Huntington Beach. We're doing a special stand-up on the spot there at the end of the month. And every second Tuesday of the month, you can see stand-up on the spot live at the world-famous Comedy Store. Now let's get into this episode of
Scissor Bros.
You have the biggest.
I don't know about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and the thickest.
I don't know about that.
Is it really like that?
Dude, it's like...
Scissor Brothers!
Dude, is it filming? Is it filming?
He's shocked that his breath smells bad, and I just asked him.
No, it doesn't. You can't really smell it that way.
Yes, I can. I asked him if he brushed his teeth this morning. He said no, and he's surprised at his teeth and mouth smells.
What are you, a f***ing six-year-old? You don't brush your teeth this morning?
I brushed my teeth, dude.
No, you didn't. Yeah,
not today, but I brushed my teeth.
What
do you mean? I don't want to start off this thing with talking about my breath and my teeth.
Let's start it out.
LKC!
Stevie, brush your teeth. I said, Stevie, brush your teeth. Yep. Stevie, brush your teeth. Yep. When you wake
LKC.
Up in the morning and you get out of bed.
Yeah. LKC, baby! Lots of no characters. Subscribe today.
You're just. I don't know where to start when he's just going.
Stevie, give him them sexy chords. I said 1, 2, 3, kick it. I'm gonna take it back to where I started. Talking about Stevie's teeth. Yes, he needs to brush them. I said, Stevie,
LKC!
Brush your teeth.
I got an idea. Can we jam out and then I'll point to you and that'll be
okay.
I really hope Stevie gets it right. We're your guests. Come party tonight. I said, Stevie, be quiet until the end of the song. Then when it's done, we'll all get along. Saxophone solo.
Thing out, please.
Yeah. Well, no, that was fun.
I mean this with all due respect. That might have been one of the worst musical things I've ever been a part of.
No, we're keeping it.
He does a lot of music.
That was one of the best.
Hey, Steve,
does...
can we lower the volume just a little?
Am I talking loud?
Like insane.
I'm sorry. But is my breath better? You can't smell it as much, huh?
Yeah.
Can I introduce them? Because I want to give them respect.
It's our show. Do exactly what you
want. We have some very, very, very special guests today, ladies and gentlemen. You've heard them. Get yours today. You heard them first on lesser known characters.
LKC!
LKC!
LKC! LKC, it's the lesser known characters. LKC! LKC, it's the lesser known characters. LKC!
They have one.
Damn, that was.
They have one.
That
was better.
That was better.
All right. One of the best, most unique formats in the podcasting game. Okay, lesser known characters. Get yours today. Subscribe today. There's no other people in the game that are doing it like them as far as their format and their angle. Okay.
For half a second, I thought Jeremiah had Christmas gifts for us.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bum you out, dude. I just want to give him respect.
What are you wiping?
Don't be an asshole.
Usually this would be for my nose, but today is for my right ear.
Did I really blow out your eardrum?
Dude, this is you.
Let's not get it. So I'm a mute. I'm a mute. You're making me sound like I'm a mute. Like my left foot.
And it's funny because
Daniel Day Johnson, my left
he's
foot.
He's like way louder than the keyboard.
Right. Yeah. Do you guys know Daniel Day Johnson?
Yeah. Daniel Day Lewis Johnson.
Daniel Day Lewis. That's what I meant. Okay, see.
Oh my goodness.
Let's not get
Steve, can I please see your eyes, please?
Yeah. Can we?
Yeah, we'd like to see your eyes. You.
Yeah, I need that.
That's what
I like this. So it safeguards my, you know. What's wrong with this?
I don't want you to be safe. This is a dangerous spot.
This is a danger zone, man.
Vulnerable, man.
This is a danger zone.
Can I do this?
I say you take them off.
No, because there's no excuse.
So far, the three of us are voting that it's changing your personality.
You're a different guy.
Oh, thank goodness.
Wow, look at that guy. Oh, wow.
Look at this hottie,
dude.
Look at this hot guy.
All right. Wow. So let me reintroduce.
You're a babe magnet, aren't you?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have very special guests this evening. Please welcome for the second or third time on the podcast, lesser known characters.
This is my first time.
They have a very interesting format.
I sense a little bit of sarcasm in what's happening.
Oh, there for
right
sure
now.
Is. Yeah.
Can I redo it?
Are you mad? Are you mad at us?
No, I'm not mad. I love you guys.
Let's find the middle between
OKC and did someone say the middle?
Everything
will be just fine. Everything will be all right.
Hey, don't write yourself off yet. It's only in your friends you feel left out. Look down on.
Yep.
Yeah. Try your best. Try your best. Do everything you can.
Do everything you can.
It doesn't matter when you know.
No.
Say.
Hey, it just takes some time.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. One more time.
It's back on! I like the yelling, but I'm not to the side of you, so I understand.
Yeah.
I'm past it.
Okay, great. I'm sorry to bring it up.
That you were on that quick. That's great.
I'm past it, dude.
That means you got a good soul that you can just like
anybody today.
This is the ghost of Stevie Past right here.
The ghost of Stevie Past.
How you guys doing?
We're good.
Yeah, doing good, great. Huh?
Yeah.
So, Joel, this is your third time on Scissor Bros.
Yeah.
And this is Chappelle's first time on Scissor Bros.
No, he's been here.
No,
I've been meaning, we've been meaning to get Chappelle on for a long time.
I thought he's been here.
No.
I'm sorry.
I'm here today. Why are you sorry?
Oh, no, he's been here today. He's done mine.
I'm here today.
They've done both mine.
They've done both mine?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Okay.
I'm here today.
Yeah, and that's what matters.
And I just want to, I'm not showing my dick.
I know, but
neither am I.
So my brother said something about you, and he says
good things.
Says good things, but he's like, dude, I love touching his dick, bro.
He wishes.
He says he does. He loves doing it, and he says you don't like it. Is that true?
Hell no, I don't like it. You? Why would I like it?
No, but I'm saying, but does he? Why does he do that to all the comedians?
I don't know. No, it's all black comedians.
Yeah, that's what he said.
It's all black comedians.
Why is it all just black comedians?
Because all black dudes are always like, hey, man, hey, what are you doing? Get up off me.
Right, he's like.
And he loves that.
He brought up Ian. He brought up you.
Ian, me.
Doc.
He's done it to Doc.
Me, another black comic.
Yeah. The more notable black comic, Jeremiah Watkins. His name is a black name, by the way.
For sure.
It's Jeremiah Watkins.
For sure.
Yeah. But he says he loves you. He's, dude, I love that guy.
Oh, he does?
He loves your
ass.
Oh,
that's sweet.
Yeah. He loves my ass?
He loves your dick.
He loves you. He loves
your
dick.
Oh, got it.
Whew. Okay. I didn't mean to make it weird. I just he brought it up during Christmas dinner.
He brought it up during Christmas dinner.
Yeah, he kept.
Your brother's like, so fucking funny like that. I remember when he took me to that damn spa, that fucking
a Korean spa.
Yeah, that nude spa or whatever.
Did you get naked?
Did you get naked?
I had to. That's what it was.
Yep. Oh.
And meanwhile, the next day, I roll up to the Comedy Store, and someone goes, "Hey man, I heard Bobby seen your dick." I said, "Who said that?" And they were like, "Bobby."
What the hell?
That's how you know you're in with Bobby, if he's taking you to the spa.
Yeah.
That was a bully move he did.
It's a rite of passage.
He said he was going to drop me off to find an Uber, and he drove straight to the spa.
So did he? So you got.
But that was like when I first moved to LA.
So he wanted to see you naked.
He had to.
Yeah.
He had to.
Have you heard of cruising?
Cruising.
What's cruising?
It's a spa. It's a Korean spa term.
It's the movie.
It's when gay guys, they cruise the spots for sex. It's called cruising.
I thought it was just Grindr they use.
No. They do it at the Korean spas.
What, they feel people out?
No, they go there to pick up on other guys.
I think we're saying the same thing.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I like how he's just completely...
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys.
I don't think that, the same thing.
Was it the same thing?
This is our podcast in a nutshell.
You're on one. But anyways, needless to say, none of us are showing our dicks. Not today.
Yeah, not today.
Have you seen his big one?
We're not.
I've never seen his dick. But I know we're both uncut.
But you know how big it is?
I've heard it's like this.
No, it's
like this.
I just
want the record. I didn't bring it up today.
But it was going to get brought up.
Somebody needs to Photoshop a poster of Uncut Gems.
back to back. That could be our rap group name.
Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. But you have the biggest.
I don't know about
that.
Yeah,
and the thickest.
I don't know about that.
Is it really like that?
Dude, it's like.
It do be like that sometimes.
Yeah.
And why'd you show it on here, bro?
Steve asked.
Steve asked off camera.
Let's see it one more time.
No, I can't do it.
What, Stevie? No. Goodness.
Here's the thing. So I'm in a relationship now. I have a girlfriend now, and I realize I need to stop doing this on podcasts.
That's respect.
Yeah, thank you.
That's respect.
We love you, cause you're close.
No. Come on.
LKC!
I hear a baby crying out there. No.
I'm sorry. I didn't, you know what? I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, and I didn't mean to.
And I'm glad you can admit that.
You've been in a good mood, though.
Yeah, it's kind of early for me, though, still.
I know, but why would you consider this the wrong side of
the bed?
4 p.m. Later.
No, he doesn't. What time do you wake up?
Late.
Like 4 Why? p.m.
No.
What is it, 2 p.m.?
1.
Why you do that?
I know.
Why you do that?
I know.
That has been my inner monologue for years.
I love that.
You lost a lot of a day.
I know.
Love keep going with,
I love
right
that.
Now.
Keep going.
Wait, so you wake up. So what time do you go to bed?
Oh, 5 a.m.
For what?
I'm watching. I'm watching YouTube videos.
What kind? You learning stuff?
Criminal psychology.
He's putting himself through MIT through YouTube videos. Right?
Yeah, he opened with criminal psychology.
Or he just rewatches lesser known characters all the time. Yeah. But if that's what's keeping you up,
then
proceed.
By all means.
And then,
because I don't understand that kind of.
What time do you go to sleep? That's probably a better question.
Dog, as soon as I get off stage, I go home.
But what time?
I mean, if I don't have shows, I'll go to bed at like 11, and then I'll usually wake up at like 6:30 or 7.
Joel?
Me?
I go to bed
around midnight. Usually get up about anywhere between 9 and 10.
Jeremiah?
Jeremiah got kids.
I mean, it varies, but anywhere from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. typically.
Ryan?
Any time of the day, because I don't sleep normal hours.
See, we're similar.
No.
Don't do
no,
that
no.
to me.
He got all the gadgets
don't do that
over
to
here.
Me.
And all this shit.
No, don't.
You said you was watching YouTube.
Yeah.
Give me your day. Give me your day.
No, we've done this before, Chappelle.
No, we haven't.
I don't want to do it again.
I know your day.
I've done this before.
You've done it before.
Do you want me to do it for real?
Why not?
Yeah.
We'll do the fast forward version because our listeners and viewers.
Yeah, we've done this before.
Oh, really?
They know. They know.
Wake up in the morning. Go to In-N-Out at 2.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Feeling like my Stevie. Yeah.
Joel, you know.
Yeah.
You know it.
Oh, so this is a known thing.
Well, but the new thing now is that, you know, I just bought the new Modern Warfare Call of Duty, and I'm trying to rank my guns. I'm like making new loadouts. So, like, I'm doing a lot of multiplayer because you have to,
Have you ever tried doing multiplayer or doing that in real life?
That's actually a good question. Yeah.
Would you go to a shooting range with me?
You want me to shoot guns?
Yeah, that's what he...
No, he wants you to massage his back.
Yeah. Would you go with me?
Would you do that?
Yeah, I mean, if you... Yeah.
Have you ever shot a gun?
No. Wow.
That's crazy. Play Modern Warfare?
For how much Modern Warfare you've played? That's actually kind of fascinating that you haven't shot a real gun.
Who here has shot a gun? Raise your hand.
I'm not going to answer this on a camera podcast.
See, he's smart. He's smart.
No, I mean... That makes him look like he's committed horrible crimes with guns.
Okay, all right. Ask me again.
Okay, raise your hand if you've ever shot a gun.
I would never do that. I've never done that.
So what's the best kind of gun to learn on?
He got these in 1983, these glasses.
Those are prescription.
Hey, wait, he got that when Karate Kid came out?
He loves Karate Kid, dude.
Oh, you do?
And you don't like it?
No, I love Karate Kid. Dog, all the martial art films is why I started doing backflips. That's how I learned how to do flips.
He calls them black flips.
You've seen his acrobatics, right?
You've seen The Last Dragon?
Did you ever watch like the Shaolin movies? Like those OG?
Yeah. Just watch.
Like the 36 Chambers.
Yeah.
Oh, he's doing dialogue from them right now.
Yeah. Love that stuff. God damn it, guys.
You gotta take these off.
No, you really need to. I like it.
I really don't like
Why
it.
Why not?
Because
it's hard to connect.
You don't know.
It's hard to connect. It's hard to connect. Come on, and we're connecting all the time. Steve, I get along with you guys.
No, but Steve just shot me this angry look underneath.
No.
That's what you're hiding.
Let's hold up. Let's go back to lesser known characters, and I'm not gonna scream it out. Dude, did you have fun with us as guests on your platform?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Get yours today. Subscribe to Lesser Known Characters. Okay, guys? Subscribe. When do you guys drop your episodes?
Wednesdays.
Get it today.
And keep watching Scissor Bros. Just like our eggs, nothing is organic here. he was talking about the Shaolin movies.
So anyways,
that's why I started... That's how I taught myself how to do flips because I would see that shit in the movies and I'd go outside and I'd be like, yo, and then just fucking.
Have you seen footage of him like back?
Yeah, I've seen one of the like VHS footage of you flipping and doing all kinds of stuff. Or I saw something on your Instagram.
Yeah.
Let's go, Shapes.
Shapes with a nail.
There it is!
Okay. That's completely different.
But maybe it looked like VHS footage, though, from back in the day.
Enough. That's fair enough.
It was re-edited or something. Yeah.
Lead with that.
Did you enjoy doing that during that time period?
Yeah. That'd be weird if I fucking hated it.
If it was like a sentence.
And I'm just doing it.
I have to do this.
Yeah, I have to do this.
Sensei. Would you ever consider doing, like... alternate timeline, Stevie. Here's a Stevie hypothetical. Would you ever consider doing cheerleading back in the day in high school if it was guaranteed to get you chicks?
Absolutely.
I'm not sure if this is known on your podcast, but when did you lose your virginity?
We've been down that road.
Okay, sorry.
We've been.
I was just curious.
Yeah.
I'll ask you.
I'll text you that. I will talk about it if everyone goes throughout. I don't want to be the only one.
I was 21 years old.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you were both late bloomers.
Late bloomers.
Yeah.
I was between like 14 and 16. I can't remember exactly.
I want to hear specifically about Joel's experience.
Okay.
As a teenager. Yeah. Because we lost as adults.
Yeah, as an adult. Yeah, as adults.
Are you okay?
Are you okay with it?
With telling what? Mm-hmm. Not, I mean, I won't tell the specifics.
Okay, but.
It wasn't great.
Were you in love?
Yes.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't just like.
Because when I did it, I wasn't in love and I didn't like that.
Yeah.
I like to be in love for that shit.
Right.
I'm just going to bump uglies for no reason, you know?
Yeah, that shit's dark, man.
Why are you saying
dark? Are you still
like
talking about Chappelle?
I don't.
Yes. Yes, I am.
That shit's dark.
I'm at the settings on the camera. It's a little brown over here.
Right.
You barely even said anything about it.
And it was in your truck?
No, what the fuck?
Oh, okay.
No, it was at someone's grandma's house, I think.
Okay.
Grandma was asleep. Mm-hmm. We were in the living room. We did the thing.
Really?
Well, and grandma's grandma.
That's so minimal.
Yeah, so we definitely don't have to talk about this.
It's so obvious. All right.
Here, wait, I have an idea.
While she was sleeping.
I have an idea. I have an idea. Yeah. I'm going to need the glasses, though. I'm for this idea.
God damn it.
All right.
Joel, we need you to tell the story.
There you go.
There's safety glasses.
Those are safety. There,
oh, there it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
I honestly don't remember a lot. I remember it not being.
Yeah. Do it.
I don't remember. I do know that I really wanted to at that age. Every kid, right? You're just fucking.
So was it a girl at school that you were starting to date, or was it?
It was a girlfriend at the time.
Okay.
And we just.
Okay, so you're dating this girl. Mm-hmm. In now,
have
high
you
school?
Have you two already said I love you to each other?
I believe so.
Okay. Yeah. That's
yeah, I have a real hard time with any sort of intimate connection if you're not like in love with the person.
Me too, man.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Hey.
Me too, buddy. I wouldn't have done a podcast with you if I didn't love you, man.
Same, brother.
See? Can we, bros connecting.
Yeah. Look good.
See?
Vulnerability, man.
So strong.
I am really strong.
Okay, I want to hear your story now, Chappelle.
It was a girl I met at Applebee's. I was 21. She was sitting at the bar. I didn't realize she was into me or whatever. I just didn't think anything of it. I don't walk around assuming that women are just into me because I'm kind of a dork. No, I'm just kidding. But so she comes up and she moves closer.
I bet she does.
To me, and she's like rubbing her leg on my leg.
Did you know this person?
No, not at all. Woo! And so I'm sitting here, she's like rubbing her leg on my leg, and I was like, oh shit, I'm sorry, you know? And she was like, no, it's all good. And then like moved it back again. I was like, oh, that's interesting, you know? And then I was with my brother and his friend.
Now, when you say brother, because you're black, do you mean your actual brother or a friend of yours?
I'm glad Joel said it.
So I'm with the brothers, right? Yeah, you know, yeah. And okay. It was my actual brother.
Raekwon the chef.
And his friend, yeah.
Inspect the deck.
So it's me and the Wu-Tang Clan, right?
But when she rubbed her leg, was it sensual?
Yeah.
Like, did she, like, do a long for, like, did she, like... Like,
no, she was just like this.
Oh, I'm ready.
It was like she was just kind of hitting it.
No, like, well, she was just like doing
that. Do
like
it to Joel exactly how she did it to you.
Bro, I'm doing it right now.
Was
she wearing pants?
She was wearing pants.
Okay.
Woo! And so then...
did you have a boner?
No, because I don't know. Because I thought she... I was like, oh, sorry. I thought she was like...
He thought he was in the way.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I thought I was in the way. I was like, oh, shit, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And so then... We come to find out that she happened to live in the same apartment complex as my brother, and that's who I was hanging with.
Oh wow!
And then she was really drunk, and I wasn't, and neither was my brother. We weren't really drinking that heavy; we just had like a beer. And then she goes, "Can someone drive my car home?" And then my brother was like, "Oh, I'll do it." And she threw the keys at me, and I was like, "Oh, I guess it's me that's doing it."
Like, I don't have a license.
Yeah. So we're driving driving her in her car or whatever, and then we pull up, to her apartment. She goes, "What does your brother's apartment look like?" And I was like, "I'm pretty sure it's like yours. You know, you guys live in the same complex, right. I was like, "Do you have a 2-bedroom as well?" I was like, "That's what he's got."
Copy-paste situation.
Yeah, exactly. It kind of looks the same. She goes, "I want to see it." I was like, "Okay." I was like, "I'm pretty sure." I was like, "My brother's a, pretty open guy." I was like, so we go to my brother's and we're sitting there. Look at me getting all cotton-mouthed telling the story.
I love what you're doing.
Because it's taking you back to that place when you were that age. Right. Yeah.
Bless you, bless you. Bless you, Joel. Bless you.
Bless her known character.
Oh, yeah. Hey. And so, anyways, we walk into my brother's apartment and I was like, "Oh, here it is. This is what it is, And then she goes, "Oh, this is cool if I sit down and hang with y'all." And I was like, "Yeah, this is cool with my brother." Yeah. So we're sitting there and I sit on the couch. She sits right next to me and I'm like, "Okay." And then she's like, "You going to drink and take shots with us?" And I was like, "No." I was like, "I'll probably just go home after this or whatever. I just want to go home and get some sleep."
At this point, do you remember thinking like, "Is this girl into me?" Or were you still oblivious?
Still
of the
oblivious.
Situation?
Okay. Still oblivious. Still oblivious.
Yeah.
And so she was like, you should take some shots and hang out a little longer. And I was just like, and my brother's like, "Chappelle, take some shots." And I was like, "Oh, okay." I was, so we started taking shots. And then my brother caught the vibe. And so he pulls her outside to talk to her. And I didn't know what the fuck they were talking about. I was like, "This is fucking weird." And so I was like, I was going to get ready to go home, right? And then they come back in. She sits down, and then my brother goes to his room, and he comes back out of his room, and he throws a fucking Magnum, and it hits me in the face and landed right on my shoulder and stayed there. And then he goes, "Chappelle, I'll see you later." And I was like, "Oh God!" I was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, boy.
Had no clue. And then, as soon as my brother left the apartment, she just fucking gets on top of me, and I was like, "Oh my God!" Like, this is fucking. It was fucking wild.
Whiz past this part. I want to know details.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here, and she just starts taking off her clothes, and then I was like, I guess I take off mine too, and I was wearing like really skinny jeans at that time, and so she had to help me take my jeans off. And I remember Mean Girls was playing in the background, which is like one of my favorite movies.
I like that movie.
Yeah, I know, I love that movie.
Yeah.
And so my memory of it is just so like out of it because I was so drunk.
Was she a white girl?
1,000%. What do you think? What do you think? And so, we're going at it. And then all of a sudden, I just like stopped because I was just like, I don't know where I'm at. I don't know like what is going on right now.
Yeah.
And so we stopped and then, we're like making out a little bit. And I was like, "You want me to walk you home?" And so I, walk her, I put my pants on to walk her back to her apartment. While I'm walking back to her apartment, walking her, I still had the condom on. So I'm wearing the condom like with my jeans on.
Damn.
And just walking her back to the apartment because like I said, I was so out of it and didn't even understand what the fuck just happened.
You didn't nut?
No.
Damn. That's a great story.
Did you finish yourself off later or the next day?
Yeah. No, because I was just like, look. I remember looking up at my roof, like, "What did I just do?"
Yeah,
I just wasn't. I'm just because I wasn't like, I was never the guy growing up that was like, "Oh, sex. Yeah, sex is tight or whatever." Like,
yeah. Damn.
What was the gap between your next hookup with a woman?
Oh, it was like maybe 2 years after that.
You're gonna let him say damn. Gap? Yeah. Why would you say gap? Why would you bring that up?
Because I remember my brother and his friend. Because they asked me before that night, they were like, "Man, why don't you, how can you still a virgin, dog? Won't you like lose your virginity?" I'm like, "It'll happen when it happens." Right, I'm not going to rush that situation. I'll let it, if it's organic, it's organic, And so they thought I was going to get addicted, but I just didn't, they're like, "Oh, you're going to be fucking everything."
Yeah.
But I just never been the guy to like, I just ain't that horny. you right. know, respectfully. Oh, yeah. When, I don't know why I said respectfully, like it offended y'all, but
no, it's good.
But
like
when you tell her vagina,
I feel so nervous right now telling this story.
No, no, no. I love it. I love what you're doing. When you felt that vagina for the first time,
I didn't. I had a condom on.
I know, but when you felt the vagina with the condom on, didn't it feel like heaven?
I don't know. I don't think so.
You don't remember how?
No,
because
I'm telling you, I was like so out of it. And I was just going through the motions. Of
yeah.
it, you know. Like you don't. I mean,
so it wasn't a great experience.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
I mean, it's what I ain't mad about.
I don't think the first time is ever incredible.
Yeah, I'm not mad about it or whatever. Yeah, like it's not like a weird. It's not as weird to me, but it, I mean, it's just like I'm just not that like.
Yeah,
I'm just not that kind of guy, you know.
But
who's that horny? You know.
But you enjoyed it though, right?
I mean, yeah, I think I enjoyed it. Yeah, for sure. You know. And she was gorgeous, you know. Yeah. She was a sweetheart. No malicious intent on either side or whatever.
Okay.
You know?
Did you like touch her boobs and everything?
Do you ever?
Yeah, they felt like sandbags.
Dude, like, watch what you say, bro.
Do you ever
watch what you
do
say?
Do you ever ask questions?
Watch what you
out
say,
out loud,
bro?
And then you're like, man, I'm in my 40s.
What are you talking about? I'm almost in my 50s. What did you, I know. Let's edit that part out then. Now I'm being
we'll edit it right back in.
Did you do boobs? Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm penetrating.
Yeah.
this guy asked if I touched boobs.
I didn't want to be disrespectful, so I sat on my hands.
Yeah. Well, I have a better question. When was the first?
I put my hands under my thighs and I just like, okay.
To both of you guys, when's the first time you did doggy style?
I don't know. Pretty soon after. You know, when you're a kid, I mean, we didn't have access to the internet porn like kids now, but I remember seeing a few VHSs. Yeah. And I think humans kind of know.
Do you ever look back at that time, the conversation? Did you ever ask your brother the conversation that he had with her outside?
Yeah, he asked her, he goes, yo, are you trying to hook up with my brother?
Yeah.
He goes, do you want me to leave?
Oh.
And she goes, yeah, I want you to leave.
What a solid he did you.
Yeah, solid. He was like, because he was like, he was like, he's not going to understand it. He's
right, like, unless it's like spelled out.
He goes, this is my brother. He's like, he's never had sex. He's not going to understand that you're trying to holler at him.
Oh, he said that to her?
Yes.
Oh.
That's what he said to her.
Good question.
Yeah.
Because everyone thinks my brother like set it up. Like, because when we were going to Applebee's that night, you know, eating good in the neighborhood, when we were going there that night.
This Applebee's, let me tell you.
This Applebee's.
This Applebee's we used to go to.
I was the first of my kind in that neighborhood.
Those boneless wings?
Oh. Dude, I was imagining her like a separate timeline of your brother talking to her outside, and she's a full-blown prostitute, and she only frequents Applebee's, and she's like, So
that is hilarious.
So the sampler is $300. That's a little bit of everything.
And I'm looking at my brother. Why would we pay $300 for a sampler?
Yeah.
Come on. Just a few mozzarella sticks in there. And, no, but because people, I told that story before, and people were like, "Oh, your brother set you up." Like
they thought
it was like he set me up. I go, "No, he." But no one asked me because I forgot about that part. What he talked about. With her outside,
yeah.
And what he said was like, "Yo, are you trying to hook up with my brother?
Like, I can see the signs, but he might not be able.
Yeah,
to.
He is not gonna. Yeah, he is yeah, not yeah. gonna. Like, he's like, my brother would call me a square. He was like, he's a square. He's not gonna know. You know, like he's just a dorky guy. So that's what's so funny about the situation. And then all of a sudden, it all happened. And then he comes back to the house. And he's like, and I was like,
right.
I was just freaking out.
This might be the worst thing to do right now. Do you guys have water?
Somewhere.
Did that make you hot?
No, I didn't sleep great, and then I did a bunch of nicotine and coffee, and I feel like I'm gonna throw up maybe.
Oh, it's because of the Zins, huh?
Probably.
So Zins, sip gin.
Yeah, me too, brother.
On an empty stomach.
Yeah.
I am
dude.
Feeling out of it right now.
Tell him what happened to me too.
Because you guys are the Zin guys.
People
I don't get
Steve
it.
Steve got upset with me on an episode, but he took a Zin and it hit him wrong.
It hit him wrong. Yeah, hit me wrong.
I've heard the kids call it Nick sick.
Yeah.
Say that
so
one more time.
So it's a common thing, right, Joel?
Nick N-I-C.
Nick Sick.
Nick Sick.
Yeah, I was just
curious. So when did
how you
start
that.
Doing the Zen?
I would say about a year and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes, like, I was tired today. I'm like, let me do... They kind of give you a little bit of pep.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's do... I usually have waters, but I actually forgot them out here. Let's do a water break and a dance break outside.
Oh, I forgot the music. Can I add it in later?
Yeah.
In post?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll dance?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Feel whatever beats in your head right now.
Oh, I've got it. I got it.
And if you're at home...
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay.
If you're at home, we hope you're dancing along with us.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Keep going, keep going.
Yeah. Yeah.
Heck yeah,
that's all
good.
Yeah. That's all good. Damn, that's really good Rice
Krispie
treat.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, we also decided to do a Rice Krispie treat break too during the dance break because figure why not? It's the holiday season.
It's the holidays. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Poway's finest, dude.
Oh. He called you Poway's finest.
No.
Yes.
It's definitely Tom DeLonge.
All right.
Well, that's Tom. That's Poway's most famous, most successful.
Yeah.
But maybe Bobby. Finest. Bobby's close second.
Who do you think? So you think Bob's the close second to Tom?
Yeah.
Have Tom and Bobby talked?
I don't. You know what? I always bring him up. I'm like, you should get Tom on Tiger Belly, and he's like, you know.
Yeah.
He thinks it won't do good numbers. I'm like, are you
what?
Are you, I'm like, are you?
When Tom DeLonge,
are you out of your mind?
When Tom DeLonge did Rogan, it was huge.
Huge.
I know.
It was massive.
Yeah. Are you guys fans of Tom?
Yeah.
Big time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, come on.
I know, but you know, come you never on. Know.
Oh no, no.
You know
oh,
who I he's know. A big fan of too?
Who?
Unwritten Law.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They're from Poway too.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's third.
Whoa. Yeah.
So Tom DeLonge, Bobby Lee, Unwritten Law.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then you're like sixth.
I'm like 16th.
All right, let's go from 4 to 16.
There's a
I'm like 66.
There's a professional cello me, player.
Yeah.
No, that is true.
Is it really?
Yeah. Some Chinese girl.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
For me, in Mesa, it's Jimmy Eat World. Actually, what you call it was born there, Topanga. A homegirl from Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
What's her real name? Danielle?
Fischl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Daniel.
Man, I had a crush on her.
Oh, come on. Did, how did you not?
Oh, my goodness.
She was
you know,
gorgeous.
She has Topanga? A canyon.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, Topanga.
All right, let's go around the room and let's talk about our crushes.
Like famous crushes when
yeah,
we were kids?
Yeah, famous crushes, yeah.
Oh, Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt?
Right? Yeah.
Dude.
No.
And Mad About You?
Mad About You.
Helen
come on,
Hunt? Bro.
Her and Paul Reiser?
Yeah.
Man, I love that couple.
Come on.
What? Yeah.
Loved it.
Who'd have thought it'd get real white in here?
Oh. What about you, Joel?
No, it wasn't just her. There's among oh, many.
Keep
Fran
going.
Drescher? Loved her.
Ah,
my first like celebrity yeah. crush. I think it was Sporty Spice from the Spice Girls.
Ooh.
Woo!
Sporty
keep
Spice.
Going. Yeah. Keep going.
You are on a woo yeah. train today.
Well,
you don't have to apologize. I'm just commenting.
Hey, go ahead,
what?
Do it.
What did you say?
Go ahead.
The moment has passed.
What did you no, say? Were you making it. A Wuhan joke?
No.
What were you making?
I wasn't sure where I was going, but he said Wu Train, and I was like, can we dig up the racism quick enough to make this joke?
Oh.
The Wu Train Clan.
Yes.
The Wu Train Clan.
Yeah.
Ooh. Katie Holmes was another one for me.
Okay, I can see that.
Jessica Biel.
Jessica
on Seventh
Biel.
Heaven.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Come on.
Ellen Page. But now Elliot.
That says a lot about you.
This says a lot about you.
Lesser known characters.
Lesser known characters.
Okay, see.
My favorite crush as a kid was a girl who's now a guy.
I didn't know at the time, bro.
You knew him, bro.
You knew.
No, but you
bro.
Knew. I but saw you knew.
Juno, dude.
You knew.
I saw Juno, dude. Fell in love, dude.
You knew.
No, I didn't, dude. Natalie Portman.
Oh. Yeah.
There you go, dude.
Oh, dude.
Natalie Portman, dude.
Was it when they shaved her head in V for Vendetta?
See?
And V for Vendetta?
Yeah. I liked it when they shaved her head.
Scary Spice is one for me, too.
Yeah.
Scary Spice, Mel B, who I love.
Melanie Appleby.
Hey.
All right, Jeremiah.
He named some.
I shared a few.
How about you, Steve?
I did. I said three.
Also, Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Who's that? Wait, who's
Kelly Kapowski.
Oh, Kelly Kapowski. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, and Lisa Turtle was a bad one, too.
Oh, Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah, Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah, she was like one of the first girls. I'm like, I think I like black girls, too.
Yeah,
I saw Lisa Turtle. Because she was like the first like mainstream like teen where I was like, oh,
you know, her real last name, Voorhees.
Really? Like Jason Voorhees?
Yeah.
Really?
Whoever the actress is, her last name is
Ray Dong Chong, dude.
I got a good one for you.
What is that?
What did you just call us?
Yeah. Ray Dong Chong.
That's a girl?
Yeah, it's Tommy Chong's daughter.
Oh, you have a crush on Ray Dong Chong?
I did when I was younger, yeah. You guys don't know who Ray Dong Chong is?
No. I'll tell you a big one for
no,
me.
No, will you take us there to eat after the podcast?
Hey, a big one for me.
Yeah.
And it was from one film, and I was set for life on her.
Go ahead.
Jamie Lee Curtis in True Lies.
Bro.
When she does the striptease. When she does the striptease scene. Oh my God.
It's crazy. That is the peak of
right.
Jodie Foster. Dude, I'm saying
Martha Stewart. Queen of England. Ties into the Queen of England. I love a powerful woman. Yeah, yeah.
Dude, oh my goodness.
All right, Ryan, your turn.
Bill Gates' wife?
Yeah, seriously.
Ryan?
Amy Jo Johnson.
The Pink Ranger.
Pink Ranger.
Oh, that's a good Kimberly, dude. Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yo, she's still fine. I looked her up.
Hell yeah.
Oh, come on.
What?
Rachel Lee Cook.
Oh, yeah. He calls her Rachel Lee Cookout.
Lindsay Lohan?
Wait, Rachel Lee Cook, sorry.
This, she's all that.
Kiss me.
Oh, yeah.
With Stevie's poo-poo breath. Kiss
Eliza
me.
Dushku?
Who that?
Oh, Eliza Dushku. Yeah.
Dushku? She was in Bring It On. She was in The New Guy. Mm-hmm. You ever seen that movie, New Guy?
Uh-uh.
With
Steve's like, I like DJ the guy Qualls. Part.
DJ Qualls, yes.
Yeah.
Damn, you don't know Eliza Dushku, bruh. You're missing out.
Mm-hmm. He's missing out. The Ellen Page part, though.
No, that's the clip.
Oh, it's so funny.
No.
Nah.
It's so funny. What are you talking about?
But she was good in some of those movies before she turned
into Elliot. Great actress.
Yeah.
You guys respect it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. She's so cute back then.
Dude, I thought so too.
So you still do it now?
What do you mean?
Okay,
No.
Steve, wait.
Who, Elliot?
Wait,
no.
Relax.
Absolutely not.
Relax.
Okay, so
relax.
Elliot Page.
Let him break it down. Let him break it down.
Hypothetical?
Yeah,
no,
we're
no,
doing
wait, wait, yeah. Let him break it down.
Really break it down. Think about it,
okay.
though, before
right,
you present
right.
it.
Okay. All right. So you're just at your house. You know, you're waking up. It's 2 p.m. You get a knock at the door. It's Elliot Page.
Not Ellen.
No, Elliot Page.
Elliot Page.
He comes in. So they sit, you know, they sit down on the couch, the your bed couch.
I don't have a couch.
Yeah,
that's why
I said
bed couch.
Bed couch.
Dude, what the hell's your problem? All right, so then you cut out the middleman, straight to the bed. You guys,
straight to the bed.
You're both sitting on the bed. Elliot Page puts his leg next to yours. You know, starts rubbing it.
It's Elliot.
Elliot,
like the Applebee's girl. Did Chappelle?
Exactly.
Just don't do it to me right now.
Yeah, your brother's outside. With, your brother takes Elliot outside and goes, "Hey, my brother's not going to know what's going on. You trying to hook up with my brother?"
But no, keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she says, "Yeah," and then comes back in, and your brother throws a whatever the complete opposite of a magnum is.
A magnum.
A magnifying glass.
You son of a gun. Oh, dear.
A magnifying glass.
He still got it. Whatever. And it hits you. It lands on your shoulder. And Elliot starts kind of like caressing your arms.
Okay.
And you're feeling it. You're there. You're looking into his eyes. You know, you're thinking about, you know, the days of yesteryear.
Mm-hmm.
And they come in for a kiss.
Elliot does?
Elliot. Yes.
Okay. Do it. Pretend you're Elliot.
No, because he smelled your breath this morning.
Yeah.
Just do it.
What? Oh, okay, I got it. Okay. Elliot goes, you know what really turns me on? Is shit breath.
Ooh. And then, okay, so you're Elliot, right? Okay. What are you asking me?
No, Elliot's got to say it.
Okay, go ahead.
You know what really turns me on?
What?
Shit breath.
So that's what you would do? That's your reply?
I don't know. I have to process what you asked me.
Yeah, process it right now.
Yeah, go ahead.
We need your answer.
I would say I'm flattered, but I'm not interested at this moment.
Why not?
Why?
Well, I have a girlfriend.
Not in this timeline.
What do you mean? No, what do you mean? See, but you never mentioned that as a pre.
I'm mentioning it now.
Okay. Elliot.
Yeah,
dude, your hands are so cold, dude. Don't do that.
Your hands are, dude, Elliot's got cold hands.
Don't touch me like that.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Don't ever touch me with your cold hands.
Your Boy Scout shorts.
Dude, stop. Well, I love it. It's comfy.
I'm sorry.
Wait, let's get back to Elliot. Okay. I would say,
you know, they say cold hands warm heart.
I would say, Elliot, I'm flattered. Dude, they're so cold. Don't do that.
I would say, Elliot.
I'm flattered, but I'm not interested at the moment, but I appreciate you.
Okay, at the moment, how about tomorrow?
No, ooh. I'm sorry.
How about in five minutes?
Yeah.
No.
Why, are you a bigot?
No, I'm not. I'm not dating at the moment.
Is this vagina not good enough for you?
No, I'm in a process now of just kind of being single, and
yeah, you can be single. It's all right.
It's okay, LA. Can you kindly leave my apartment?
Well, we can't play World of Warcraft together.
No, I appreciate it though. I'm flattered.
I think you'd do it.
No,
I think you would.
Yeah,
no. I think you would.
Bruh, how you gonna fall out of love with her? Why you fall out of love with her?
Well, because I have a girlfriend right now, and it's hard for me to.
Fuck all that.
No.
We're talking about, this is celebrity crushes.
Dude, she cut off her tits, man.
Let's do some scissors.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. We hope you
do this
at home.
Wait, did you specifically do scissors after he said cut off? 14, 15, 16,
17, 18.
You know what, though? I think what you just did right now is progressive, because you're honoring the fact that they have a new life. They're not the same person.
Yeah, that's fair.
So you're not attracted to this new person that they are, and the person that you were into is no longer with us.
Yeah, okay, exactly.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I get it.
I was just bullying you.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see how far you go.
Not very far.
Not very far.
Well, anyways, we got Elliot Page here. Why don't you come on in? That'd be great.
You know, he got details out of you on your losing your virginity story, so it's only fair.
Yeah, it is fair. You got some details out of me. So the opposite of magnum is magnifying glass. I'm going to hold on to that forever.
Dude, you got
to
edit that out.
Well, you're going to have to edit that back in.
And
make that.
We might make that loop.
Dude, if you make that, please don't make that the clip.
I won't.
We're going to make it loop. We're going to loop that one.
I won't. Yeah. All right, let's go around the room and then let's talk about our crushes.
Like famous crushes when
we were
kids?
Yeah, famous crushes, yeah.
Oh, Helen Hunt. Oh, yeah. Come on.
Ellen Page, but now Elliot.
Ellen Page.
Look in my eyes and say you won't.
I'm not going to. Oh,
okay.
But Ryan might. That was a good one, right?
That was a good one.
Yeah,
yeah. That was good. That was good.
Yeah. Yeah, you're giving credit where credit is due. That's fine.
That's a good one.
Hmm. I had a very good Christmas, and I hope you guys did too. I will say, though, I was worried that Steve wasn't going to do something, but then he ate out with his brother. But during the day, I was real concerned.
Why?
That you're going to spend it alone.
Don't worry about me. I'm okay being alone. I love it.
Brother.
I know I love you too, brother, but I'm okay.
Oh,
it worked out. Yeah.
Do you fuck with Christmas a lot?
Koreans don't really get into it. Like, at least my family didn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not really.
What's your favorite holiday?
Halloween.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you dress up every year?
Well, he didn't, but there was somebody.
There was a goblin here.
There's a goblin here named Bubel that came.
Yeah, oh. Bubel, yeah.
That was pretty intense.
Bubel's the guy that Elliot Bubel. Page is seeing, right?
I think so.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
What's your favorite part about Halloween?
I don't know. I just like how people dress up, and it's like, it's kind of a scare. It's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can watch horror movies. You can go through the whole list of horror movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you could go watch The Evil Dead.
My girlfriend was so happy when October was over because she's not very good at horror movies.
Really?
And so once she did it for me because she's sweet, but after the month was over, she's like, thank God this is done.
Oh, you guys watched a bunch of horror movies?
Yeah, we watched a bunch, yeah.
Planet of the Apes?
Mm-hmm. No, not yet.
I'm actually excited to see the new Planet of the Apes.
Oh, yeah. I saw that trailer. Yeah.
It looks great. So it takes place 300 years after Caesar's death.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, dude, those are awesome, yeah.
You fucks with those too?
Yeah, I like Planet of the Apes, yeah. And I just saw Godzilla. You guys mess with Godzilla?
Yeah, I really want to see it. I need to go see it soon.
Oh, dude. No spoilers.
Yeah, I heard it's great,
it's
though.
Awesome. It's great. Dang. I think you'll dig it.
Okay,
have you seen it, Chappelle?
Do I look like I would watch Godzilla?
Chappelle hates things that are fun.
Why?
Well, when was the last time you went to the theater?
Yeah.
Shit.
What was that movie Helen Hunt was in?
Twister?
I saw Twister in 3D in the theater.
And the glasses and everything. Yeah. it was actually to see Creed, but before that it had been years. I can go years without going to the fucking movies.
I love the movie theater.
You like the movie?
Yeah, me too, man.
Really?
Yeah,
you too?
Yeah, dude, I just saw
it.
If there were drive-ins in California, I would still go to drive-ins. Were big in Kansas City.
Really?
Yeah,
and that's an experience.
We're going to the movies.
Yeah, dude, I go by myself, bro.
For real?
Yeah,
it's fun going by yourself. Yeah,
it's fun, dude.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you just do your own thing. You're alone. You could just... It's great.
I actually don't know if I've seen a movie alone before.
Huh.
Joel, you have.
Because I'm always like... I'm always like... I'll choose my moments, but I'm like, that was so crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah. I do like that.
What did you say? That was so great.
You know what
that's one of my favorite parts. And I'm like, do you want some white popcorn?
Okay, yeah, on.
Wait, you guys straight up do that shit.
Yeah.
Dude, he saw Spider-Man with me.
Yeah. That was fun.
Really?
Yeah. He almost got in a fight in the theater.
Yeah. Why? Someone was talking.
Dude, I'd never seen
someone
get so angry.
Yeah.
He goes, Will you guys find your seats?
Yeah. They came in super late.
Jeremiah's got mad, Karen energy.
Yeah, dude, it was the Karen,
Can you guys find your seats?
The Karen came out, dog.
They came in, dude.
Karen Myowakis.
Yeah.
Sold out theater to see Spider-Man.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Sold out.
Yeah.
They have the flashlights on
at
their
the
cell phones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they kept walking in front of the whole row back and forth. And I'm like,
I go,
yo,
up. Yeah.
Can you guys figure it out over there and then find your seat?
Yeah, but he said it loud. Like,
I said in front of everybody.
Dude,
in front of everybody. And then all the nerds were like, thank you so much. Thank you for being the hero that we need. With great power comes great responsibility. They were so stoked.
Yeah.
they were so happy.
Oh my God.
I was like Spider-Man in that scene on the subway where I'm like in between the holding off the subway.
Yeah.
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 And then you were looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Steve left to look for a locker to shove himself in.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Were you ready to back up Jeremiah? Were you ready to fucking.
Yeah, I got
brawl?
His back, dude.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, tell him.
I said, sit down, dude.
Did he do that? Did he join in?
No, but I would back him up.
I leaned back.
No, I was shocked that he would even say anything. I'm like, wow. Because
I leaned forward to do it, and when I leaned back, I felt Steve go.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
no, I didn't do that. I didn't do that. I've never seen that side of you, dude. Yeah. Have you seen him get angry?
Yeah.
Wait, I want to hear that. So, wait, what? I want to hear the first.
Joe's seen me get angry a bunch because we used to go on the road together.
Yeah,
yeah, of course. Yeah. We went on the road together for years.
Like, how angry have you seen him? Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, have you seen him red zone?
Yeah, one to 10.
I've seen him pretty close. I've seen him maybe 8 or 9. I don't think I've ever seen the full. Maybe 7 or 8. I feel like 8 or 9 is some shit you do behind closed doors, maybe, or like maybe if somebody really like does something. I have. I've actually learned a lot about. Not settling for shit that you should be getting from Jeremiah, like how to ask for certain things, like that you're allowed to have these things if you're there, how to speak up and to not be
I thought about it last night, actually, because I was on this show last night and I got the lineup and my name wasn't on it. And I was like, oh, fuck, I don't think I'm on this. And I was like, no, you, this is your life. This is your job. You need to go back there and ask if you're doing a spot. And so went back there, asked. They were like, yeah, for sure. And I don't know if I would have like inserted myself if I would have ended up getting put up, you know. Right, so I just had to like, so the times I've seen him angry is when something needs to be said, but maybe I was too
nervous
or something.
Yeah, you're not out of pocket angry.
No, right.
Yeah, there's
build up where it's like, okay, it reaches a breaking point where I'm like, all right, well, nobody's speaking up for me. I got to speak up for me and whoever my friends are in the situation.
Yeah.
Got your back, man.
You too. Yeah.
Oh, you got my front.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Hey, so I don't know what's going on in this part of the show, but I guess you and Ryan playing a challenge, but I don't know what it is.
Oh, fuck.
I don't eat meat.
Go ahead, Ryan.
I ain't eating no worms.
That's what he said to me last day. He's like, I'm not going to have to eat no worms, am I?
Maybe.
Do you want to describe the
go
challenge?
Go ahead, Ryan. Break
I ain't
it down.
Eating no worms.
All right. You won't have to eat worms, I promise. All right. So we've got a pair of boxers here for each of you. Okay. You'll each put these on. On the inside of these boxers is skateboard grip tape on the front part. Okay. So you'll each take a turn doing knee highs, and I'll time each of you and I'll add the scores together. The losing team has to eat. These are beetles called cockchafers. This is the cockchafer challenge.
That's a real bug?
Yeah, I got it in Japan.
I'll eat animals.
Okay, all right. Since I'll do it for the team, I'll do it for you.
You'll eat the animal?
I'll eat it. I might puke today. I'm not in a mood to be eating fucking
bugs. And then
thanks
for eating it for us, too. Thank you. That
ain't wait, so it's just...
We're picking the second it enters the orbit of your mouth, it's going to disintegrate into flames anyway.
So wait, so we got to do what? Running knee highs?
Yeah, you don't got to go fast so you don't get tired, but you go as long as you can while this is rubbing against you.
Okay.
You're cold.
And whoever goes the longest?
Yes.
Okay.
Bro, I'm fucking fat.
No, yeah, that's why you don't got to go fast. You don't go fast. It's just about it's endurance rather than...
So do we have one representative or do we all have to do it?
Yeah, you all go.
Yeah, we all got to do it.
Okay. Okay. No problem.
You came up with the challenge.
So why that thing is rubbing our dick?
Yep. Cockchafer.
Okay.
Stevie, guys. I fucking hate you.
Why? Dude, he's the one that pushed it.
Bruh, I hope no other black person ever comes on this fucking show.
What the hell, man?
Black people don't do this shit. Oh, my God. Now you're bringing out fucking black. Black Lacey is here.
You get eaten the beetle.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
Dude, I'm not doing... Every time I'm on here, it's eating something. Garlic. Syrup.
When's it going to be pussy?
Unless you
when's
have a,
that going to
happen? Unless you
that?
Have another alternative one. If you don't want to do this...
No, all right, no,
I'll suck your dick.
We're just doing it.
Steve's like, all right, if I lose, I suck your dick. Okay, if you win, I suck your dick.
The challenge is, am I going to bust him? Like, yeah, I don't know.
Absolutely not.
No, all right, so the challenge is, you got to, Stevie, you got to arm wrestle me.
No way. Let's do the cockchafer challenge.
Doesn't he have long balls,
bro?
Dude,
you got long balls.
Yeah,
you got long
stop
balls.
Stop it, dude.
That's crazy.
Yeah, dude. His balls are in cursive,
when you
bro.
Saw-
hey, when'd your balls drop, homie? What
dude,
age?
Dude, let's get with the
what
challenge.
This is our
new one. Oh, yeah? Okay. Oh, perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah, at midnight, that's what happens.
When the ball drop.
Okay.
Times Square ain't ready, baby.
Okay.
All
right.
Go.
Okay.
Ooh. Slow down, Joel. Pace yourself.
Joel, does it hurt?
It's uncomfortable. It's starting to hurt my left one.
Does it hurt a lot?
I'm focused right now.
Hey, Stevie, as soon as you barely lift that one leg, that ball is just gonna rip. It's gonna rip off that grip tape. It's so...
Slow down, man.
I think we gotta... I'm trying to figure out how to make it more painful for you guys.
Oh, yeah, is it jumps?
Yeah, the jumps are not good. do four more. One, two, three,
four, five. Five. Six. Okay, David Goggins.
Dude, you can't. There's no way anyone can beat this. Yeah, this guy's.
Stay hard.
He's a machine.
Dying right there.
Oh.
Go ahead, you got it. All right.
Jeremiah's up. I think you won the whole thing. I didn't think no one could beat that time.
By himself?
Three, yeah, with the by himself.
Two, one, go.
I can't believe fucking Stevie
came. Oh, Campbell. It's the head of my penis.
Oh. That's what I said. You just have to be
oh.
It's so sensitive.
Yeah, we can't feel that shit.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not going to be able to do it. It's
like, dude, what are you doing? Dude, you just started.
It's the head of my dude.
You got to dig deep, man.
I don't want to eat bugs, man.
You got another 10 minutes.
What do you mean?
Dude, what are you doing?
It ain't happening, dude.
Dude, I don't want to eat a beetle.
I don't want the head of my penis to be unuseful.
Oh, my God, dude.
This guy won't eat a beetle and he won't hang out with Elliot Page. Come on. Pick something.
Dude, Joe, why'd you have to go so long?
Dude, Joe, how did you...
How'd you do that, Joe?
Why you have to be so rude?
And he just trained at jiu-jitsu. He's got cardio.
Oh.
Dude.
Oh, no. We're going to lose this, buddy.
Oh.
You got 10 more minutes.
Keep
going.
That just got me inside
my
hole.
You got 10 more minutes.
Keep going, dude.
Got the inside of my hole.
Keep going higher. Oh. Joe was running.
Can you take me?
Joe was doing high knees. High knees.
Yeah, rock god.
Dude, does it really hurt that bad?
Dude, it's rubbing the inside of my whole right now.
Oh my god.
I'm about to tap out, bro.
No!
You gotta pick up the slack
oh
for us.
Oh my god.
Once you get in here.
Oh,
I'm not even exaggerating.
Does it hurt?
My urethra is.
You're doing it!
I wish we could show balls on here so they could just. So the viewers at home could just know.
And now it's gone from side to side. Mm.
Keep them high.
I'm about to rip a taint.
Oh, this is bullshit, man. I don't want to eat bugs, dude. He's gone long now.
Have you ever. What's the grossest thing you've eaten?
Pussy. No, just kidding.
I ate like silkworm larvae on Elsa's podcast.
It's time.
All right, Chappelle.
Chappelle, just get athletic, dude.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Show us that combine shit.
Yeah.
Just get time, dude. Just time.
I'm Chappelle Lacey, and this is the Grip Take Dick.
Yeah.
Two, one, go.
Oh fuck.
Come on, Chappelle. You just need time.
Ooh.
I'm not eating bugs. Remember, I'm eating the bug for you, so.
It's like cupping up on my balls. Fuck.
Dude.
Oh my. Does it hurt? Oh my god.
Stevie.
Oh my god.
Ooh,
oh
fuck.
You're at the gym. You're at the gym right now. David Goggins.
Yeah, dude. You're just getting
it's like
started.
On my fucking. Wow.
Oh.
I don't even have long balls.
Yeah, no, nobody does once I see it is.
Oh.
Damn, wait, so that street joke about one hung low is not a
one hung
low.
Oh, fuck.
Two hung low.
Dude, this is hung solo.
Hung solo, baby.
So it like moved away from my dick and it's just like all the grip tape is like under my balls.
Come on, Chappelle.
Your knees up, Chappelle.
Yeah, dude, those are not those are low knees.
Are they high enough? You have to be. You have to really.
He's getting there.
Oh my God,
Steve!
You're gonna have to bring it home. Jump rope. It's like jump rope with grip tape on your dick. Yeah.
Hey Gerald, what do you think of Steve's balls?
They're so long. If you teabagged me, they'd reach the bottom of my belly.
All right, that's enough.
No, don't listen to this guy. Don't listen to him.
No, that's enough, dude.
Get it.
Guilty by association.
What is
who I know.
What's it hitting right now, Chappelle?
Yeah. Once he saw how low Stevie's balls hung, he didn't care about his stomach. He said, fuck it. Yeah.
Steve, I don't want to eat the bug.
Pick it up.
No,
pick it up.
Oh my dude.
You're in the pit. You're in the pit.
No, you're not.
Your favorite song. Yeah.
The show ended.
No.
Yeah, I was about to come here, baby.
Yeah.
Dude, you won already. No.
All right, fuck all right. Yeah.
Okay. Congrats.
Yeah.
Three, two, one, go.
High knees.
Higher, 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 higher.
You look good.
Oh, dude, my nuts.
Keep going.
No!
Just don't stop. You got it.
I can't do it.
You better freaking stay.
No, 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 no. Steve, no. What the frick? No, oh, I don't want to hit the Beatles. Dude, my nuts are so sensitive.
What do you mean they're so sensitive?
Dude, they hurt. They're almost bleeding.
You've been scratching them
sorry,
and putting them under
I'm
hot
sorry.
Water for years.
I'm sorry. Good job, guys. It hurts.
I know it hurts. That's the challenge.
You got to find it in, Jesse.
Oh, dude.
Wow.
It hurts, dude. I swear, my nut, dude, my left nut.
How? Sit down. Sit
my
down.
Left nut.
Hey, can I keep these?
It's so red. Yeah,
those are yours.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
They want them back.
Steve's like, actually, I'll be taking those.
Dude, I got
yeah, these are nice.
Oh, God. My left nut.
Yeah.
Dude, you don't know.
Do you have open sores?
No,
like, what?
No, it's not. It's just sensitive. My nuts are sensitive.
They're sensitive. That's
know,
the
I'm
challenge.
Sorry. I know, I'm sorry.
Well,
guys.
The further they are away from the body,
yeah,
the farther
really
the blood
sensitive.
Has to
that
travel.
That was the one that was fucking me up. It was like, it started to cut
yeah,
my
no,
nut.
No, yeah,
yeah, my left nut was getting attacked.
No, but
like,
mine
all
are.
The, like, all the grips
mine are dry.
It
yeah. Cut,
it did. My. I was so shriveled. It was just my penis that was rubbing up against it. And it was just my urethra that was.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It's like hanging out.
Yeah.
So we. Let's just call it a truce. No one eat anything.
No, fuck that.
No, come on,
no,
man.
No, we didn't.
You
hey,
see this on my...
He's
both,
sweating,
we
dude.
We both did yeah. A podcast. We did Lesser Known Characters.
I know. We love you. You're
I
welcome
know.
Back anytime. Only
know,
if you
but
eat these bugs.
Yeah. So that says something.
Ryan, flying the Beatles.
Dude, this is going to be bad. Well, you
there's
got,
two in there?
There's like four or five.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
So they just have to eat one.
This is gonna,
split Joel, them
this
up.
Is going to be so gross.
Half and half.
Yeah.
Half and half?
Wait, we each eat a whole one?
These are big, bro.
Yeah, they're Beatles.
Look at his face.
These are big.
I'm so sorry. I'll get you Korean barbecue.
And Ryan Korean barbecue?
Yeah, I'll get both you guys Korean barbecue.
Because we owe him and we've owed
him
for months.
I know. I'll get you both Korean barbecue. This is going to be hard, Joel.
Yeah. Let's see him. Let's see him.
Oh,
let's
God.
See it. I got to
see
it.
We hope. Oh no!
Oh no!
Smell
do
it.
They smell,
give
smell
it. A
it.
Smell. Smell it.
Oh God! I don't know if I could do this, man.
Good job, Jeremiah. Good job, Jeremiah. Yo, Jeremiah fucking jumped in.
That Kansas City came out.
Oh God!
Oh, is he doing yeah. More? Oh,
I love that they kept a freshness strip in there.
I know, right?
Dude, I don't want to eat more.
Oh no!
Oh, this is so gross. Oh, it's like the cartilage.
How many are left?
There's three left.
Oh yeah, finish that shit. Steve, you did 20 seconds.
Yeah, you did 21.
Yeah.
Oh.
Finish it.
Here. You will, dude. I'll take that one. You take this one.
Fine, you pussy.
Fucking pussy.
Yeah, Jeremiah. Yeah, Jeremiah.
Oh God. Oh God, it's crunchy.
Good smell is what gets you.
We had two. Is that good, dude? I'm good.
I don't
dude.
Care. Yeah.
Well, what's the other one gonna do?
Ryan.
Yeah.
So I gotta eat it because you guys lost.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that.
Bring it. Whoa.
Oh. What is it? You think the little legs? Or
what
the,
is it?
Yeah,
everything.
The wings? Can you
everything.
Taste the wings?
Everything.
Like when you bite it, is it like dust or like... creamy. So,
yeah, wet inside.
Yeah, what? Well, yeah. Is it wet? Dude,
that's so crazy. That's a bug, man. Think about it. You're eating a bug right now. A fat, disgusting. It's like a beetle, man.
That's that wet.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Oh! Oh no. It's fine. Wow, Ryan did it easy. It's trying to crawl its way back up.
Crawling in my skin. These beetles I can't swallow.
I think it's the mental.
Stevie's nuts are long.
Make sure to subscribe to Lesser Known Characters today.
Lesser Known Characters. These are some of our favorite favorite people, some of our favorite comedians,
follow
some of our favorite
follow
friends.
Comedy.
Follow Joel at Mostly Sorry on social media. Chappelle Lacey. Is it just Chappelle Lacey? Chappelle Lacey on social media. Lesser Known Characters, their podcast. They've got an awesome band that they're part of called Mad Peaceful. You can see them live and go see them live headlining
and
on the
get
road.
Get the music too.
Yeah, we're playing January 6th at the Corbin Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't know if this will be out by then.
And then
I thought we were storming the Capitol, but yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do it afterwards.
Lesser known characters.
Love you guys. Hope
love you
guys.
Fun.
Yeah,
you
man.
Too.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Happy New Year.
Thanks
Happy
for the
New
underwear.
Year. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
LKC!
Hello? Is anyone still there? It's your pal Gerald and Middleman. How do you just not love Joel and Chappelle? Just some good dudes with positive Scissor Bros energy, you know? Nobody has my virginity story. Well, I was more interested than all those guys. I lost my virginity in a gangbang. I was out on the safari, and there was a pride of lions. And I was like, what's up, bitches? You want some of this giraffe dick? And normally they would eat a giraffe, but I'm an alpha, and I light some pipe. Okay, I can't tell too many more details. I gotta go. Hope you guys are well. Happy New Year. Love you. Bye.
Saxophone solo.